We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, you know, we had this stunning news yesterday. State Fair of Texas called off for this year. And, you know, along with so many other things, you think about, you know, how big a deal that auto show is during the state fair. How big a deal is this for the car dealers and for the automakers, Jerry?
It's a pretty big deal. I mean, unofficially, the state fair auto show is the biggest auto show in the world. 3.5 million people go to the fair every year. Majority of those go through the auto show for no other reason than to cool down. So it's a huge deal. I mean, we're not going to have any new vehicle introductions this year at the state fair. Of course, pickup trucks at the state fair. They've got their whole area to themselves. And some of the most expensive displays in automotive history are at the state fair of Texas. And so, yeah, it's a big deal. It's going to hurt. It could trickle down to a loss of sales to the dealers and ultimately a loss of sales to the automakers.
Do they see a lot of direct sales just from people who go out and say, hey, that's a great-looking F-150 or Silverado, I need to check it out, and they end up buying just because they saw it at the state fair?
You'd be shocked at how often that happens. And although you can't buy a car there, there are sales consultants from the area dealerships that are there handing out business cards, answering questions. Some years we've seen the manufacturers put up extra rebates for people who go to the fair first and then go buy a car. So it does happen a lot.
And I would think when, you know, whatever the new models are when they come out, whether it's Ford, GM, or any of the other big ones, I mean, it's a great opportunity to get it in front of eyeballs and get that promotion.
Well, it is. And I was really hoping this wouldn't happen because, as you know, back in March, the Dallas Auto Show had to be canceled. And then we've got the Fort Worth show coming up in November, and I think the chance it's going to happen now are real slim. So, you know, by the time Dallas rolls around next year, assuming this is all over with by then, and I'm not sure you can assume that anymore, but we will have gone a year without any new vehicle introductions to the public.
Do the dealers and the automakers, Jerry, have any sort of alternate way to get their product out there in front of the public and a different way to sort of promote it considering the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, they're learning as they go, like so many of us are in this new age right now. They're doing a lot of online previews. The new Chevy Corvette was introduced online for the first time. The new Mustang Mach-E, the all-electric car from Ford, they did it online. Toyota called a press conference a month or so ago where they introduced two new vehicles, and I watched that. You know, it's just different. It's not the same as the glitz and the lighting, and it's just not the same watching it on your computer, but you know, as time goes on, maybe they'll get better at this, but that's what they're doing right now.
What's the foot traffic been like for the local dealers, Jerry? Because we've talked about how more people have discovered online car shopping. Some people seem to like it. What's the foot traffic been like?
You know, when at the end of April, when dealerships became essential businesses, it was like somebody flipped the light switch. I mean, their foot traffic just immediately, they got super busy to the point they could barely handle it. And part of that was pent-up demand. But then now, as time has gone along, business has sort of gotten back to usual. You know, some people are still wanting to look online, negotiate online, have a car brought to their house. And dealers are willing to do that, every single one of them. They are adapting to whatever the customer needs. And if anything, as far as the auto industry, good comes out of COVID-19, it will be that people now have choices and they can do it the way they want to do it for the first time. Typically, when you're sitting in a dealership, you know, you're pretty much, they're calling the shots. And now customers can call the shots and do it all online.
And I know you're among the first to get a chance to test drive a lot of these new vehicles. Is there anything, any new model, Jerry, you haven't had a chance to check out yet that maybe you were looking forward to seeing at the state fair or one that you're looking forward to taking out for a spin?
Yeah, the Corvette. I mean, they have, General Motors had a double whammy. They had a strike last winter. And then as soon as that strike got finished, COVID-19 came and they had to shut their assembly plants down. So they have not put any cars into the press fleet, which is where I get my cars. But that's one I was really looking forward to getting out there early before the fair opened and really getting to look at that car. I knew I couldn't have driven it there, but I could have certainly sat in it and looked at it and that sort of thing. And I've been real disappointed since yesterday, because I'm not going to get to see Corvettes and my Fletcher Corny dog has been hijacked.
And how tight is that market right now for Tahoes and Suburbans and Escalades, those big SUVs that are cranked out at GM Arlington?
You know, the 2021s, just when it started coming out of production, Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine's the biggest Chevy dealer in America. They got 47 or 48 of the brand new Tahoes in one day. Other dealers in the area have also reported they're starting to come in. It's a huge piece of the business in Texas. And everybody has been waiting on this new Tahoe because it really hasn't changed since 2015. And now the new one's coming out. And then, of course, COVID comes and shuts the Arlington assembly plant down. But they're cranking them out now, and they're working hard out there, and they're doing a great job. This new Tahoe, Suburban, Yukon, Escalade, all of them made out there. These things are going to be game changers. They're beautiful.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.